From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. A three-year study at Missouri State University, which looks at what mosquitoes are in the state, wraps up this summer. MSU professor Dr. David Claiborne is leading the study. The need for a statewide survey became more apparent when the mosquito spread Zika virus was found in parts of the U.S. So far, the mosquito known to spread Zika hasn't been found in Missouri, but according to Claiborne, they found another invasive species, the Asian tiger mosquito, which is capable of transmitting Zika.
The good news is that the really efficient vector is either not here or is in very low numbers. But the bad news is that another vector is here in very large numbers, and it's everywhere.
This is the last summer for the study by Missouri State University. If you're driving at night in Boone County, you should expect delays on two sections of Interstate 70 this week. Crews will level pavement on I-70 in Columbia this week and begin a major rehabilitation of the Route BB bridge over I-70 in Roachport. One lane of Interstate 70 will close overnight in each direction in some spots between mile markers 124 and 128. Crews will work each night until August 8th. A months-long rehabilitation of the Route BB bridge will begin Thursday. The bridge will close until early October, starting August 13th. Two separate lawsuits have been filed over the fatal duck boat accident in Branson, where 17 people died July 19th. A federal suit filed in Kansas City on behalf of the family that lost nine members alleges the companies knowingly put the lives of the passengers at risk. Attorney Robert Mongaluzzi cites 42 fatalities in duck boat accidents over the past 20 years. He argues the boats are death traps and that not even life vests could save a passenger.
So because of the canopies that they add, you are dead if you do, you are dead if you don't, you drowned if you do, you drowned if you don't. They put their passengers in an impossible situation.
The federal suit seeks $100 million in punitive damages. A second lawsuit alleges wrongful death and negligence on behalf of two other victims. A candidate with openly anti-gay views is running for the Missouri House of Representatives. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that 65-year-old Hardy Billington is the only Republican candidate campaigning to represent the southeast Missouri town of Poplar Bluff. Billington has called legalizing same-sex marriage an outrage. He bought a newspaper ad in 2012 in support of an effort to ban the mention of homosexuality in public schools. Billington didn't return requests for comment. His Democratic opponent, Robert Smith, says he signed up because he couldn't let Billington win office unopposed in November. Smith is an assistant prosecutor in Butler County. He says he doesn't believe it's right to, quote, discriminate against people because of who they are. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.